While the country grapples with the death of George Floyd at the hands of police, Bay Area Congresswoman Barbara Lee is trying to do something to prevent this from ever happening again. She is calling for the formation of a Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation Commission. And to find out more, we join the Congresswoman right now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Congresswoman, thanks for being with us. Is this an opportunity, perhaps, amidst all the tragedy?
You know, first of all, let me just say how sad and angry I am, like everyone. And I think out of this, we have seen, through the murder of Mr. Floyd, a manifestation of systemic racism. And this is not the first time. I mean, the African-American community has been addressing and dealing with this for generations. And so I think this gives us a chance, first of all, to move forward with legislation, with a focus on transparency and accountability, independent investigations and oversight of the police force. But also, I think it gives us an opportunity to look at the bigger picture in terms of how we got here and the policies that are being manifested now as a result of systemic racism. And having said that, for the last 3 years, I've worked with activists and academics on establishing legislation to put forth a Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation Commission, which will finally allow the public to learn about the truth, about how we got to here this day with regard to the disparities and the systemic discrimination. And we have to understand the facts around 400 years ago as it relates to slavery. Extremely important. The genocide of the American people, the Chinese Exclusion Act, the Japanese Internment Act, all of the real ills of this society have not been addressed. And so this commission would begin to tell the truth. We need a truth-telling moment in this country, such as over 40 countries have held in the past. And then you move toward looking at how we bring people together and heal and move toward transforming a society, this country, for example, not going back to the old order. I don't think anybody wants to go back to what was before. And so we have to come up with local, state, and national initiatives that are going to disrupt the old order and put together policies and programs and a value system that's based on true liberty and justice for everyone. Black lives do matter.
Are you getting support for this commission? I understand you're going to introduce the legislation on Thursday.
Yes, we have at least 35 co-sponsors. I've talked with the speaker about it. Of course, I'm trying to get some Republican support because it's in their best interest to try to want to make sure that the truth be told and that their constituents don't blame people of color, African Americans, for whatever difficulties that they may be going through, because Donald Trump, of course, you know, has been a master at trying to divide and conquer. And so what we're trying to do is do this in a bipartisan way, get people to come together so that we can really have a level of truth-telling and education and awareness about the historical context of what we are seeing today in the murders of murders of African American men, the disproportionate COVID rate of transmissions and deaths in the Black community, and all of the injustices that have now been seen together as we deal with the many challenges of the moment.
Congresswoman, we sure do appreciate your time. Again, that is Bay Area Congresswoman Barbara Lee, who is looking to create a Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation Commission. As Patty said, she plans to introduce that on Thursday.